Texte numéro 38. Harnessing the wind in small doses. Most of the buzz around wind power centers on the enormous turbine farms that dot plains and hilltops around the world. But another segment of the wind business is also gaining traction. Small wind turbines, the type that stand alone at homes or businesses. In a report, the American Wind Energy Association says the market for small wind turbines in the United States grew 26% last year. And in Britain, a report found growth even higher at 65% last year, making the greatest year-on-year increase for the small turbine industry. The robust growth, albeit from a very small base, has much to do with government incentives in both countries. In Britain, a feed-in tariff, introduced last year, promises operators of small wind turbines above market rates for the power they produce. In the United States, the small turbines have benefited from a 30% tax credit enacted a few years ago, the first U.S. incentive to aid small wind turbines since the 1980s, in assistance for rural renewables provided by the Department of Agriculture and state-level incentives. Americans have long been eager for a clean, homegrown source of energy. Now you have the economics with the incentives. The small wind industry comprises turbines with a capacity of 100 kilowatts or less. The huge turbines in modern wind farms, by contrast, can supply 15 times as much energy or more. Small wind turbines are more expensive relative to their size than commercial wind turbines, said an expert. The average installed cost of a small wind turbine in the United States is about 2.5 times the cost of installed large wind systems. However, because owners of small wind turbines in the United States can generally get retail prices for their power, small turbines still provide value roughly equivalent to that of large ones. Mr. Guype, an industry expert, said that all the risk for installing and operating these small wind turbines is on the person who bought them and put them in the ground, not on the consumer and not on the ratepayers. Some of the reputation problems of the small turbine industry may be eased by a new program in the United States to provide certification for such units. The first certifications for small turbines would probably be issued in 6 months to a year. Meanwhile, new markets are opening up. In the United States, universities have shown more interest in small wind turbines because of government aid. In Europe, Italy has been a strong market, as has Britain. Also, the developing world is showing strong demand for turbines to power cell phone towers. About one-third of the units sold by American manufacturers last year were to customers in foreign countries. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, October 2011.